This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. We're going to be talking about automobile efficiency, part three, with Charles in Ohio. But I have a quick comment to make. Blake and I were talking. Blake is our engineer at GCN. And we were talking about meals at, around the dinner table. And I mentioned that I don't allow cell phones in the house. And I remember a time when we had some family friends over, and they brought their millennial children with them. And so we're having lunch on the weekend at the kitchen table. And then, the millennials put their cell phones on the kitchen table. Next thing you know, the cell phones are on their lap. Next thing you know, they're texting. And I'm trying to figure out why they're here. Why are they with us? Why didn't they just stay home if they're going to do that? I've seen this. And it's impolite. And I suggest that if you're going to have dinner as a family, which I think you should, no television, no distractions, no cell phones, and meet as a family, discuss what you're going to do as a family. Here's what we've done today. Here's what we need to do. Here's how we're going to do it. Who is going to participate in doing it? And have a plan to solve the issues, the tasks, projects as a family, and rebuild that family structure. The family structure of probably the 1920s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, possibly into the 70s. It worked. And that's what we do here at our family. I just wanted to share that. Charles in Ohio, welcome.
Good morning. Glad to be with you today.
Yeah. How do you feel about what I said about cell phones?
Oh, it's an issue that I'm still in the Stone Ages of. I enjoy a landline. I do have a cell phone and use it. It is a tool that we've kind of painted ourselves into a corner on, but there are times that they are inappropriate. I agree.
We have a landline here at the farmhouse. So, Charles in Ohio, we have done a couple of broadcasts on automobile efficiency, part one, part two. This is part three. And if we can start with automatic transmissions, I'll tell you why. We have a Dodge Cummins turbo diesel pickup truck. It's got an automatic transmission. And we use it to pull trailers. Okay? It's a four-wheel drive. It's a heavy 2,500 truck, three-quarter ton. And we use it to pull a gooseneck trailer, a 26-foot gooseneck trailer. Sometimes we have 10,000 pounds on the trailer. Sometimes the whole trailer weight is 18,000 pounds. Sometimes we pull a cattle trailer with it. Sometimes it's just a flatbed gooseneck trailer. But we use it as a farm truck to pull heavy loads. Sometimes we pull hay. Bottom line is, we have found that the transmission, after 350,000 miles or so, needs to be rebuilt. And, we've changed the fluid regularly. We've changed the transmission fluid regularly, the filters regularly. But we have found that the heat that we are now experiencing this summer is way hotter than we've experienced before. And it finally caused a failure that has put us in a position where we have to rebuild the transmission. So for $45, we bought a transmission cooler. And we're going to stick it on the trucks. We bought two of them. And they're going to be on a Chevy pickup truck, which is just a V6, which has a trailer hitch on it. And we pull a 16-foot trailer with that. And the three-quarter ton Dodge turbo diesel truck. And the reason is we want to lower the transmission temperature. And the only way we can do that is to add more cooling to the transmission fluid. And so for $45, we can prevent damage to our transmission. Now, here's a chart that I'm looking at. Now, the transmission temperature, if it's 175 degrees, the fluid temperature, you can expect, you know, a little more than 100,000 miles out of your automatic transmission. If it gets to 200 degrees Fahrenheit, you're looking at maybe 75,000 miles out of your transmission. If the temperature is 225 degrees, you're looking at maybe 45,000 miles. By the time you get to 325 degrees, you're looking at a transmission lasting less than 500 miles. So the life of the transmission is pretty much directly proportional to the temperature. So the lower the temperature, the longer your transmission will last. So what we've decided to do is reduce the temperature of the transmission fluid. Charles, what are your thoughts about that?
Absolutely. You just always have this insight. They've done work for years, and the aftermarket, I especially always pay attention to innovators in the aftermarket, like B&M and Transco, just to name two. I mean, you know, they know, and the factory knows, that heat is very damaging to automatic transmissions and everything you can do. And see, the factory does the same thing on the taxi cabs and the police cars and the vans. Always come with extra coolers for transmission fluid and larger radiators for heat dissipation, and like police cars with it and taxi cabs with extended idling. And the automotive industry itself does a great deal of work to keep track and cover these issues.
I saw a police car sniping with radar on a really hot summer day. And what this guy did, what this cop did, I guess there were a couple of cops involved in this. They were working in tandem. I guess that would be a gang. That they were a gang of cops. And so the guy with the radar gun was sitting in his air-conditioned cruiser, but he had the hood propped open a little bit. So he knew that for him to be cool, he had to add more cooling capacity to his cruiser, and he thought that the way to do that would be to let some of the heat escape by raising the hood a little bit on his cruiser. And, of course, that would prevent him from doing a hot pursuit because his hood would be up. But, you know, he had someone else to help him in his gang for that. So, yes, idling is rough on a transmission. What about stop and go? So, you know, many of us have jobs, and we commute back and forth to work, and sometimes it's bumper to bumper. I think the term they used to use is rubbernecking. You know, you'd be really close to the car in front, and the heat from that vehicle and the road temperature and the sun and just driving up that underhood temperature, raising the temperature of the transmission, just that creeping along with the automatic transmission, you know, cause the temperature to increase. What do we do, in your mind, to prevent all this if we already have a vehicle? What, from a service perspective, from a fluid perspective, from a cooling perspective, what is the best bang for the buck?
Oh, they, like you've covered before, they make full synthetics available for vehicles, and they make synthetic additives, which are friction modifiers that are designed to help the operation of the vehicle. And we go back to our basics and understand that it's just a choice that the individual has to make, especially in the automobiles are designed to operate within certain parameters. And like you're saying, when you get extreme weather, That's on the extreme envelope of their operating characteristics. So you would be well advised to add to investigate the full synthetics or the additives. And as you do that, one thing to do to test it is to monitor the temperature of your transmission and engine. That's the first advantage you see by using these, because see, that heat is goes back to the basics. When that heat is generated, that's the difference between when you're driving an automatic vehicle and you're driving a manual vehicle of the same weight and characteristics. Generally, the manual transmission has the capability with the proper driver to get and improve mileage, because that engine is coupled to the rear wheel through mechanical means. When you use an automatic transmission, it's coupled to the rear wheel through mechanical and fluid means, and that fluid is a little slippery, and there's a little bit of waste, and that waste comes out in heat. So the temperature will always tell. So you monitor the transmission's temperature. When you add a synthetic, you will expect to see a drop in temperature, and that's a drop in losses. And
now, when you say synthetic, are we talking about the transmission fluid, or are we talking about engine lubrication oil, or are we talking about both?
We are talking about both.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Dodge 1999 Dodge Cummins turbo diesel that we have here at the farm requires synthetic transmission fluid. The Chevrolets, we've got a 1994 full-size turbo diesel Blazer, and it uses more of a conventional Dexron 3, which is not synthetic. Now, are you saying that we could improve the efficiency of that 1994 Chevrolet Blazer by using a Dexron approved fluid that is synthetic?
Exactly, and you bring up several points. That's good you notify people to make sure it's approved synthetic from the manufacturer, because they use different plate materials in the transmission friction materials, that some of them are incompatible with certain additives. So, yeah, exactly. And see, that's one way that the Cummins got fuel mileage, by adding the synthetic from the factory.
Okay. We come back. I'd like to share a story with you. I was towing a trailer, and I overheated the differential fluid, the rear end fluid, in the truck. And I'll tell you what I did about it. I'd like to hear your comments. We'll be right back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Charles Willis is in Ohio. And Charles Willis pulling this trailer with that 1994 Chevrolet Blazer, a turbo diesel. They didn't make many of them, but in diesel. They made plenty of Blazers, but not very many in turbo diesel. And so has this 6.5 liter V8, and I was pulling this pretty heavy trailer up and down the mountains. It was a pretty warm day. And by the way, I noticed that as you go through the cities, temperature can increase 10, 15, almost 20 degrees at times in the cities in the summer as compared to the countryside. So if you're, you know, on a 1,000-mile trip or 1,100-mile trip, you can certainly notice the difference from city temperatures to the countryside temperatures. And I believe that's because of more black pavement absorbing the solar rays and providing more heat to the air, and the black roofs, and also the, you know, all the air conditioning running, taking the heat out of the buildings and dumping it outside. So it's hotter outside in the cities than it is, you know, in the countryside, at least in my experience. And what I found out was during these hot days that the differential fluid in the rear end or rear axle of this Chevy truck would tend to overheat and boil outside the vent tube. So it would, you know, push the expansion and the heat of the friction would boil the differential fluid out of the differential. And the answer that I found was kind of simple. It was take the differential cover off, take out all the fluid, I put the differential cover back on with a new gasket and replaced the fluid with fully synthetic Mobil 1, meeting the same viscosity specifications. That solved the problem. Have you experienced something like that?
No, not exactly, but it's well known that the synthetics have a better load carrying capacity and thereby increased efficiency and cooler running, always cooler running. And that's what we're looking at with the vehicle. It's just like car light bulbs. The incandescents waste energy in the form of heat, and light-emitting diodes are cool energy, more efficient. And that's what we go for.
Okay. And so if we're going to choose an engine oil, motor oil for the, you know, for the engine, there are several things to look at. One is called the API, American Petroleum Institute's service grade, and that's a two-letter indicator as to the service level of that particular oil. And then there's a viscosity. Can you tell us a little bit about what the API, American Petroleum Institute's service designator, is? And it's on all the oil. So if you go to wherever you buy oil, whether it be the Chinese factory outlet or the automotive store, and you look at this container of oil, whether it be 1 quart, 4 quarts, 5 quarts, whatever it is, it will say API service and then two letters. It'll also say SAE and then maybe something like 5W-30 or 10W-40 or 30. It'll have a designation as to the viscosity, and it may or may not say resource conserving. So those are the items to look for on the oil container. Can you tell us, Charles, what they mean?
No, I'm not up on the ratings right now. I could
All right. If you'd like, I can talk about it and you can chime in. So if you're going to buy energy, if you're going to buy oil, it'll say API service and the current letter is SN. Now back in the 1920s, 1930s, they started out with SA. S stands for spark, meaning any spark plug type engine. SA was the first designation. Then SB, which was a new improved version of the oil. Then SC, SDEFG. Now we're all the way up to SN. So that's how the oils are designated. SN is the current latest. And allegedly, you can use a later designation to supersede a previous designation. That's the way it works. So you can look for that, and then you need to have the viscosity. Charles, can you share with us what viscosity means?
When we come back. Of the oil itself.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump now expressing his condolences over the duck boat tragedy on a lake in Missouri last evening. In a tweet this morning, the president says, "Such a tragedy, such a great loss. At least 13 people confirmed dead, several others still missing after that amphibious vehicle goes under on Table Rock Lake during a wind-whipped thunderstorm last evening." In Iowa, authorities say it's miraculous that nobody died as 27 tornadoes swept across the central part of the state yesterday.
Oh, my God. Honey, get inside. They just went to house.
Wow.
That from a video posted online by a man who watched as his neighborhood was flattened, cars flipped over, dozens of people were injured, but again, luckily, no one was killed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
It's about engine oils and. The American Petroleum Institute has a service oil classification. It starts with SA, and S stands for spark, like spark plugs, okay? There's another designation that begins with letter C that stands for combustion. So diesel engines are combustion engines. They don't have spark plugs. And those oils suitable for diesel engines are designated with the letter C, as the first letter. There's another letter that follows. And gasoline-powered engines with spark plugs are designated with the letter S for spark. So SA was the first designation, and that is obsolete. It's not suitable for any automobile gasoline-powered engines built after 1930. So 1930 and before. Then the next oil to come out would be SB, and that's not suitable for gasoline engines built after 1951. Then SC was next, and that's not suitable for engines that are gasoline-powered built after 1967. SD is, again, obsolete and is not suitable for engines after built after 1971. SE was after that, not suitable for engines built after 1979. Then there's SF, that's obsolete. SG, obsolete. SH, let's see. SF would be up until about 1988. SH is about 1993. SJ is about 2001. SL is 2004, SM 2011, and then SN is current. So that's the API service classification for passenger car engines and light trucks. And I mentioned that C stands for compression, that's for diesels. Then we get into the next thing you need to think about when you buy oil, and that is the SAE designation, which relates to viscosity. And they have a W for winter in that designation. Charles, can you help us out with learning more about that?
Oh, yeah. Viscosity is very important. They, the factory and the oil manufacturers do a lot of work to determine the viscosity of oil, and that's the slickness or the slipperiness to alleviate friction between components, moving components and wear and friction components. Basically, the higher the number, I'll have to pass this back to you also.
All right. So the higher the number, so let's say you're looking at SAE 10. That would be thin oil. SAE 30 would be a little thicker. SAE 40 would be thicker than that. So traditionally, you would want a thicker oil in the summer because the engine's going to be hotter and it's going to be under more stress, and you really want a little bit thicker oil, but it's going to thin out as the oil heats up. You want a thinner oil in the winter because as the oil is colder, it becomes even more thick. Think of the oil that you have in your refrigerator. If you have some cooking oil that you put in the refrigerator, as the temperature of the oil gets cooler, the oil gets more gelatinous and thicker, and it's really hard for the engine to turn over in a thick oil like that in the wintertime. So that's why you'd want a thinner oil in the winter. So that's where you come out with these multi-grade oils. And when I say that, I'm talking about 5W30. So 5 would be the viscosity, thin viscosity for the winter, and 30 would be for the summer, and you can get a multi-grade, which is 5W30, which you can use summer and winter. Okay? The W stands for winter use. So 5W is 5 can be used in the winter, dash 30 for the summer. That's a great way to go, and that's considered in most circles to be an energy-conserving oil because it's not so thick that it's hard for the oil pump and the engine to push around. So it's a little thinner, gives you a little bit better mileage, and then we get to conventional oil versus synthetic oil. Now, what I do, and this is just a Shade Tree Mechanics way of looking at oil, I will take an engine oil, and I will put one drop between my thumb and my forefinger, and I will slowly increase the distance between my thumb and forefinger, and I'd like to get a look at how much I can stretch that oil. The more I can stretch it, the less I think it will be lubricating. I want an oil that is really, it's really hard to stretch. And you'll find, if you try that, you'll see that synthetic oils will not stretch very far. And I believe they lubricate way better. But there's a downside. If you have an older engine, let's say a couple hundred thousand miles, like 200,000 miles, and everything's good and you have no leaks, and you put synthetic oil in it, you might find that your engine now leaks. It leaks out of, you know, seals. It's more slippery. And that's what I found. So I found that some of our older engines, let's use synthetic oil. Uh-oh, got a leak. Let's, you know, at the next oil change, switch back to conventional oil, and the oil leak stops. Have you noticed that, Charles?
Yeah, that's pretty widely believed that the synthetics will tend to find any void there is that they can escape through. And, yeah, they in colder weather, usually heavier oil grades or heavier viscosity oils are intended for gear assemblies like differentials and transfer cases. And they do have the different designating numbers. The 530 has a wider range that is general use oil that can be used for lazy people to run throughout the year, whereas the characteristics of the oil do change with temperature also. Yeah, like you're saying, you do want to but when you start the engine in cold weather again, the oil will tend to be at its thickest, and that's why you go to the thinner oil, and they designed it back in the 60s when I started, when most of my interest was peaked. The 530 oil was unheard of. The 5 and 10 generally, well, you could get a 1040 oil was a wide range oil back then, but now modern engines, the clearances are tighter and they can, exist and work with the thinner oils. And because when you start a car now, the thinner oil allows them to achieve economy and emissions because it'll flow through the tighter tolerance parts as it warms up.
I was looking at a relatively new General Motors automobile, and I was under it, and watching my son change the oil, and I noticed that this particular new General Motors car requires that the oil meet a new specification, and that new specification has a name. It's called DEXOS. DEXOS. And General Motors says that, you know, that DEXOS designation represents a high quality, robust oil formulation to meet the some of the most rigorous specifications in the industry. So if you have a relatively new, and I think this would be like in the last 5 years or so, General Motors engine, you've got to use an oil that meets the DEXOS specification, or you can damage your engine. Have you had any experience with that?
No, not really, but the factory does constantly change oil requirements and designation, and they will void a warranty. So that's why people alleviate a lot of those problems by going back to the service facility, the factory service facilities for maintenance. And like you say, consult your manual. You don't want to get on the wrong side of that. And history has shown it will, there are changes in the fluids that will damage older engines. And that's why, power steering and transmissions and coolant systems, they do come up with new ideas. I'll be on the factory for their innovations, but good comes with bad. So you have to. It's an education thing, constant. That's why your program is so good. You got to keep people informed as to changes.
Well, back in the a couple decades ago, it was pretty simple. If you had a power steering system, you could I'm talking about 1980 to 2000. Typically, not always, but typically, you could use automatic transmission fluid as a substitute for power steering fluid. Now, Clash, I want you to be very careful that you listen to what I'm saying about this. You can't always do that now. For example, if you have a Mercedes, they have a hydraulic fluid that's not $5 a quart. It's $20 a quart. And it's not the same. It's not the same. Not only does it not have the Mercedes logo on the can, it's not the same fluid. So you should not use automatic transmission fluid, which you could use in almost any vehicle between 1980 and 2000 in your power steering unit. Can't do that in a Mercedes that's 1999 and newer. Now I'm going from memory here, so make sure you do your own research. But what I'm saying is, if you talk to an old mechanic and the guy says, "Oh yeah, well we always used to use ATF, automatic transmission fluid, in the power steering," he's talking about 1980 to 2000. It's different now. So you really need to check the specifications that your vehicle requires. Otherwise, you can do a lot of damage. And I mean a lot of damage. You can damage the power steering system. And you can be looking at $1,000 to repair it. So be careful what fluids you use on your vehicle. We'll be right back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try."
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nanocurcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nanocurcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nanocurcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's just a quick comment about power steering. You know, you should check your power steering fluid reservoir, you know, whenever you check your oil. And I think you should check your oil at least once a week, and certainly before going on a long, you know, a long journey. And as the heat increases this summer, it's more important to make sure that your oils, your fluids, you know, are all topped off. Because if you have more fluid in your reservoirs, whether it be power steering, or the engine, or the transmission, up to the maximum that is allowed by that manufacturer, do not overfill. But, you'll have a slightly cooler running engine or power steering system or transmission if you have the appropriate amount of fluid in it as compared to less than the recommended amount. And you'll hear this in parking lots, and somebody will be backing out of a parking spot, and you'll hear this squeal coming from under the hood as they turn the wheels sharply. That's overpressuring the power steering system. Don't do that. Don't turn your power steering all the way to the end of its travel. I mean, you don't turn the wheel so that they're turned to the end of its travel. It puts an enormous amount of strain on the power steering pump, the hoses, and the seals, and so forth. So if you hear that noise at the end of the, you know, lock to lock on your power steering system, that's what that is. But if you hear some squeals before that point, you're probably low on power steering fluid. And if you want to check it, you can. Just take a clean paper towel and wipe off the power steering fluid cap, okay, on the power steering reservoir, and make sure that you don't introduce any dirt into the power steering reservoir. And you'll see a minimum and maximum, and you can also look up how to do it on the internet. But it's really simple, and the difference between minimum and maximum is only a couple ounces. So you ought to check that. That's probably something that we overlook. What do you think, Charles?
Oh, excellent advice. That is very true. Year to year, looking at the factory's changes and the modifications of power steering systems, like you say, and foreign manufacturers going to hydraulics, Mercedes system. I'm not at all familiar with that, but even when they went from like a standard older systems to the rack and pinion, it became much more critical to constantly monitor. And even I think there are I'm not sure. There may be some factory specifications for or recommendations for changing fluid in power steering systems, because like you're saying, any contamination or grit is bad for the components within that system. That's why it's not as common anymore to have rack. Well, everything is still done, but we're not having rack failures like we did several years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was telling Blake before this hour began that heat is really a problem. And in an emergency situation, if you're in a situation where you're driving, it's really, really hot out, and it looks like you're going to overheat. And but, you know, your fluids are, you check them, and you haven't boiled over. So you just need a little bit more cooling so that you don't overheat. One old trick is to put down your windows. Make sure you turn your air conditioner off. Turn your heat on to maximum, and turn the fan on for maximum heat, maximum air flowing through your heating system. And you will engage your car's heater as an auxiliary radiator. And it will help. And we had to do that. Over the years, we've, you know, been pulling a load, and it's really hot, and the temperature's climbing, and we have no choice. So we have turned on the heater. Have you ever done that, Charles?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, like you say, that is added cool.
Yeah. Charles, I want to thank you for being with us today, sharing your expertise with automotive engines, fluids, temperatures, and efficiency. I really appreciate it, and our class does as well. So Charles will be back with us again and again, and we'll be talking about automotive efficiency and what you can do. And you can do it yourself and save money in the meantime. Charles, again, thank you. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.